some, bro.
So I was sitting down talking to myself, and I was just reflecting on the world, and I was looking through the educational system, and I was just looking at this reality, because in the way reality is just given to us. So as I begin the process, I begin to think, I'm like, it's so crazy how many people have low self-esteem versus the people who have high self-esteem. Now you may be asking, hybrid, how can you dictate versus someone who have high self-esteem versus someone who doesn't? It reflects on the little language that they said to themselves or their body language. The type of person I am is I'm the type of person that will watch people, not in the soul stalker type of way or in the bushes with some binoculars, but I'm fascinated with people's story and how they become who they are. And so I sit there and I'm looking and I'm seeing so many different people always constantly compare themselves to the world or to celebrities with these unrealistic expectations. Which brings me to believe, I'm like, man, how can these people really focus and worry about themselves or build themselves when they're trying to be clones of somebody else? So what I realized that the most important thing to how to know yourself is to see how you value your self-esteem. For example, let's say you think very positive of yourself and your capabilities, while everyone else in the world thinks negative of you and your capabilities. In this case, you have high self-esteem, even though other people's esteem of you is very low. Or to consider the opposite example, let's say you think very little of yourself and your capabilities, while everyone else thinks very highly of you and your capabilities. In this case, you have very low self-esteem, even though other people's esteem of you is extremely high. Based on the presentation of yourself or how you see the world will reflect your character, will reflect your mindset, it will click. It will reflect your action. Like, who is putting these narrative in these people's head that they have to become another Beyonce or they have to become another Jennifer Lopez? And it leads me down to other people's standard. It goes reflecting. And I also then start to think about the reflection of their childhood. Bear with me. I know I'm getting through a lot. I'm asking a lot of questions. But trust me, we're going to break this down in a second. So your own self-esteem should be your internal world. The external world will always be there, but it should have no factor in your internal world. Unless you're like getting punched or something like that, then I can't really do that there. But I think that most of the times that what we display inside ourselves will reflect out of it. For example, I asked my friend the other day, me and her was just chilling, and I asked a very simple question. I'm like, yo, do you love yourself? She came back to me. She talked to me. She told me, no, I don't love myself. Despite her being all good and cool with me. And I like think to them, like, how come you don't love yourself? Why? What is it about yourself that you don't value? And she told me, she's like, look, I don't think I'm pretty enough. I don't think that I'm smart enough. And it was always this constant comparison. But I always tell people this, is that sometimes the path that other people go is not always meant for you. I mean, yes, you can take the same route. But maybe the route that they went is not the same route for you.
So hybrid.
You said all these details, my guy. I'm trying to, can you break it down to a simple science? Now listen to me. If there's not anything that I said that you guys got, I'm going to say this. Your self-esteem will play a high role into your daily day interactions, especially in knowing yourself. And I'm telling you, your self-esteem will reflect into your relationships with either with your boyfriend or girlfriend, your coworker, your friendships, your childhood, based on how your self-esteem is, will spill and people will see how it becomes. There is only two roads you can take with low self-esteem or high self-esteem, either positive or negative. But I want to get into how you can develop a high self-esteem or how to build a little bit of self-confidence day by day. After this brief break. Welcome to the ACK podcast. Today is going to be a solo podcast. I'm going to talk about how important it is to know oneself. So get your coffee, get your snacks, get your popcorn, Subway sandwich, or whatever you want. This is going to be some good tea. And if you can, go ahead, give up a follow, and let me know if you guys like it or not, or you like more content like this.